3 o'clock growl. What's somebody, by the way, says don't spoil Spider-Man because not everybody has is comfortable going to a movie theater right now.
Amen.
So wait until it's on Disney Plus. So I'm not going to do that. Bergman, I can't believe you told me to do it.
Told you not to do it. Someone else was telling you to do it.
No, Chris, no one maybe. Was telling him to do it.
Yeah. It's not good because everybody hasn't been to the theaters yet. Not everybody's going to. By the way, I find, and you know, I'm like last man standing. I'm the guy that hasn't got COVID yet. All my friends have it. And the one thing I find, I'm going to football games, I'm going to movies, I'm going to the gym. The one thing I find is I don't take it off even to like drink something. Like, even to drink something, I won't take it off. Like the Rams game the other night. No food, no drink, 3.5 hours. By the way, if you want to know, we were the two guys not wearing masks. Everybody
else. Other way around.
Oh, we were the two guys wearing masks. Everybody else, mask-free. So it's crazy. But I'm last man standing, and as Ireland thinks, it has something to do with Pura Yesca, which is apparently a COVID repellent.
Yeah, my other friend who smokes a lot of weed like you hasn't gotten COVID either, and all my other friends have it. I've had it, Michael's had it, Trudell's had it, Billy Mack's had it, all of us have had it, except you.
Stu hasn't had it yet.
Well, COVID's afraid of Stu.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, yeah. Too well-dressed.
All right,
too
well-dressed. So,
good point,
yeah.
If you don't do it.
Michael, let me ask you this question. You know who Trayvon Diggs is, right? The corner for the Cowboys.
11 interceptions.
Yeah, he's going to be the defensive rookie of the year in the NFL. So they got eliminated.
He's not a rookie.
Trayvon Diggs?
No, that's Michael Parsons you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So you think Trayvon Diggs will get defensive player of the year?
No, it'll probably be...
Aaron Donald kind of has it by default every year.
Yeah. Well, Diggs will be in a conversation.
All right, so anyway, he got eliminated over the weekend by the Niners, so he's out of the playoffs.
Right.
Now, he's dealing with some other news. His girlfriend was one of these Instagram models, Michael, that you can't stand, who goes by the name of Chinese Kitty.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Okay.
That wasn't his first warning sign?
Yeah, apparently. So while he was dating Chinese Kitty... He bought her a $150,000 watch.
Idiot.
Well, here's the weird thing. It was a. Is it pronounced Pagot, Greg? P-I-G-U-E-T?
Peugeot.
Okay. So he, at some point while they were dating, he gave her a $150,000 Peugeot watch.
Peugeot.
Okay. It's P-I-G, though.
Piaget.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking of the car, Piaget.
Let's just call it super expensive watch.
Yeah, Piaget. Yeah.
All right. So she decided she didn't want to go out with him anymore. She broke up with him. So he took the watch back, even though he gave it to her as a gift. Now, that's more expensive. In the case of like an engagement ring, I'm always in favor of the girl giving it back because the engagement is not happening. But I'm not sure how I feel about this. Michael, what do you think? He gave her a really expensive watch, and then she broke up with him, so he said, give me the watch back. Inbounds or out of bounds for Trayvon Diggs?
Out of bounds. He was an idiot. He should blame himself. He should have never given her that kind of expensive watch to begin with, just dating her, especially anyone with a Chinese kitty off of Instagram. So she should keep the watch for penalizing him for being a fool.
All right, Mace, he paid for it. Chinese Kitty received it as a gift. Who should have said ownership of the $150,000 watch in question?
Chinese Kitty, man. He dumb. Mm-hmm. He should not have given her this watch. Especially, it sounds like it was kind of a flimsy relationship.
Yeah.
If you meet somebody on Instagram, if an Instagram model slides into your DMs, and believe me, I know, you don't turn over a $150,000 watch to her.
Unbelievable.
Bergman?
Well, I think you're allowed to take the watch back. That's a lot of money.
Take the watch back? You gave it to her.
Yeah, well, it doesn't
but she
matter.
Broke up with you.
She broke up with him. Well, I mean, that's a huge amount of money. I don't care who you are.
But you don't fault him for being you don't fault him for being an idiot.
But
I mean, he is being an idiot.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
But wait a minute, Michael. just because he was an idiot, and I think we all agree that giving a $150,000 watch to Chinese Kitty was idiotic.
See, if you guys were in Judge Judy's court, you're missing a key word there. It's called give. It wasn't a loan. It was giving her. So that's hers. Right, Greg?
I got, Taylor, what do you think?
It is, but still.
No, but still, because you mad, because she conned you? No.
You could justify taking it back if there's maybe infidelity involved, but...
You can't take something
I don't
back.
Think even if there's
Other
infidelity.
That, gotta,
she's an Instagram model. You have to assume infidelity. That goes along with being an Instagram model.
Hey, Taylor, is Laura there yet?
No, she's not here yet.
She's in the other room.
By the way, there's a legal expression,
Hey, Laura,
Michael.
If you're listening, come into the studio.
There's a legal expression that applies here. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
it's the
got
other.
It.
It's
they
the
gave
other,
it to her. It,
you know, Trayvon Diggs is really good at snatching stuff.
Intercepted.
He intercepted the watch back from Chinese Kitty.
Did he get it back?
Oh, well, he took it.
Oh, he
Hell
did?
No.
Yeah. No, no,
wait,
yeah.
How does he get it back from her?
That's
he,
stealing.
He took it from her.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's
he
that's
demanded
hers.
He give it. No, he demanded that she give it back, and she gave it to him.
Why would she give it back?
Yeah, she was stupid.
It's a gift, right?
Maybe she felt bad that she broke up with him, but I don't think so, because here's what she sent out on her social media, and I'm going to read this, but I'm taking out probably 10 swear words. I'm just
okay,
not
so
even going to say
this is Chinese Kitty.
Yeah, plus, Laura's here. We got to get Laura's take
on
this.
Okay, so laugh out loud. My ex took my watch because I don't want to be with him. How effing lame. And then she tags Diggs. What's up with the Indian givers? Bro, if a girl don't want to be with you now, all of a sudden you want to take blank back? Why y'all buy it in the first place? Mm-hmm. It's all right, though. Watch how I go up on this bum. By the way, I paid for half of it, but it's cool. And then she says something I don't understand. But if she paid for half of it, then he's really a jerk.
But even if she didn't pay for half of it, she shouldn't have given it back. He gave it
all right,
to her.
Keyword.
Laura.
Yes, sir.
Laura Romo's here. Laura helps out on our show a lot, and she's a part of the Sedano
and
Cap show.
yes,
let's
I am.
Say you are Chinese Kitty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Laura, put yourselves in the shoes.
Laura is
of
Latina Kitty.
Kitty.
Okay.
Laura, you and I are going out. I buy you a $150,000 watch. Then you decide, I don't want to be with Ireland anymore. He's a loser. I'm out. And I say, you know, I spent a lot of money on that watch. You should really give it back to me. What say you?
I think it's tacky. Because if you're the idiot that decided to give me a 150K watch when we're not married, and I don't think you should be giving that to someone that you're not really committed to, you should take the loss. Like, it's tacky to ask for it back. Whatever the circumstances are, she could have given him things. I'm not saying she did, and I'm not saying she did. When you give something, and like Michael said, that is the key word, give.
Okay.
Gave
so
her the watch.
Michael, for people who don't know, Michael and his wife Julie raised three professional athletes.
Yes.
All right. Michael, Clay, and Trace all made it to the pros. So, Michael, if one of your boys came to you and said, "Dad, I screwed up. I was dating this girl. I really liked her. I spent way too much money on a watch, $150,000, and then she just came and broke up with me. I think I'm going to ask for the watch back." What advice would you give one of the boys?
You were an idiot to begin. Give some girl you're just dating a watch like that. So and you gave it to her. That's her watch. You have no right to ask for it back. And you, again, you were an idiot.
Agreed.
Jeez.
So, Mace, Chinese Kitty gets the watch?
Chinese Kitty gets the watch.
Yes, yes, Ireland. And
Latino Laura gets the watch.
Latino Kitty. Latina Kitty.
Latina Kitty gets the watch. I mean, seriously.
Now, Laura, the tougher question is, if a guy gives you a watch worth $150,000, are you going to break up with him?
I mean, if he's an idiot and I have a right to break up with him,
well,
yes.
You always have a right to break up with him. It's your choice.
But why are you giving... Dude, if you're going to spend $150,000, I would have said, let's invest that into a property or something else. It's $150,000. Let's make more money with that.
$150,000.
You're an idiot.
What does a watch do that it makes it worth $150,000?
Well, Mace, did you click on the link that I sent you? Do you see the picture down at the bottom of Chinese Kitty?
I do.
She has, she has tremendous upper body strength.
Yeah, no, she's beautiful.
She must work out.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But she has jewels on that are probably worth twice that, and then the watch.
It could be fake.
You think you think the kitty necklace and
the
kitty ring?
Oh, I think she may be. I think she may be. She may have a lot of Instagram dates.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, and that's why he's an idiot for doing 150K for a watch. Fool.
Yeah, what?
He was trying to flex, and now he looks like an idiot because he's like, I'm going to flex that I can buy you this thing. And then, she breaks up with him, and I was like, oh, sorry, honey, I got to get it back for whatever the reason. Now you look stupid.
I don't understand spending real money on something that you can get.
Hey, Michael,
for
Chinese kitty lives in Miami. Maybe we'll see her this weekend.
like I have an Apple Watch, right? I love my Apple Watch. I can actually make
a
phone call.
Did it cost 150 grand?
No, it costs like $375. It's like, I don't know what a... What does a $150,000 watch do that my Apple Watch doesn't do?
The most money I ever spent on a
Give
watch.
You kitty.
The most money I ever spent on a watch, Laura, guys, was on myself, and it's in Italy, and I bought a Breitling for $12,000. And after about 6-7 months, I felt guilty that I spent that much, so I resold it for $6,000. So basically, I spent $6,000 on a watch, and I still feel like an idiot for doing that.
You know, Michael, I would have done the same thing. I would have been too nervous about losing it. Yeah. Once I bought it, I would have found a way to unload it too.
But Ireland, you talked today about $900 shoes. I'm like, who?
$800 shoes,
what
and
do
I found
you
a,
need $800 shoes
yeah,
for.
You bought $800.
No, Michael, he's not telling the whole story. I found a pair of $800 dress shoes at Nordstrom Rack for $100.
Oh, okay.
So I bought them.
What? But what does an $800 shoe do for you? Asics doesn't do.
Nice dress shoes are fantastic. Yeah, but. Right now, there aren't very many occasions where you have to wear dress shoes. Maybe if you're living in the corporate world or if you're like going to a funeral or something. But
you're right.
At ball games where Michael and I go, we're okay wearing
Although
tennis
Laura
shoes.
Says when you look at a gentleman how he's dressed, you do look at his shoes, right, Laura?
Always.
See?
Now, I mean, I know sneakerheads spend a lot of money on their shoes, but I don't think I've ever spent more than $200 on a pair of shoes.
No,
maybe $150, $175, something like that. But
you don't have Jordan.
Oh, mate, wait, what are you talking about?
I said sneakerheads. Probably right. spend more on shoes.
And
I am
you,
not one.
You spent $395 on big baller brand shoes.
Yeah, and I never got them.
Exactly.
I was trying to support the family. That's I did it for the family.
That's right, Mace.
Well, hey, Mike, you think we'll see LeVar in Charlotte on this
trip?
Oh,
yeah. You know, the Lakers are in town. We definitely will see him there. But getting back to Chinese Kitty, I mean, Ireland and you guys were still, you still guys still think that Dick should have got the watch back?
No, I was playing devil's advocate. Okay. One reason why I would let Chinese Kitty keep the watch.
Let her. No, she deserved to keep it.
Right. No. It's that if she, I don't want any ties to Chinese Kitty. If we break up, we're done. Mm-hmm. And if I would be afraid if I asked her for the watch back that she might show up at my door one night looking for the watch. So I just take – you know what I do, Mike? I take the L. I take the loss. I was dumb. I gave it to her. She gets to keep it.
You know, the sad thing about this, Laura, is I'm sure Trayvon Diggs has some boys. You know, we all have our boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he talked to some of his boys. Hey, man, I'm a
Well, isn't his older brother Stephon Diggs plays for the Bills?
You think Stephon would have told him, boy, what are you doing? Don't do that. Buy some girl you just met or just hook up with $150,000? Are you crazy? You mean none of his boys told him don't do it? His brother?
What happens when you make it, and you know this, Mike, when you make it big, you
He hasn't, though. He hasn't signed a second contract yet.
But don't you tend to surround yourself with sycophants?
Well, that's true.
That's the problem. Nobody is afraid. Like, that's what brought down Tiger Woods. He didn't have anybody around him that would actually tell him the truth.
Exactly.
He just had a bunch of freeloaders.
Man.
All right, coming up next, Lakers have been – well, they're coming off a big win. They're coming off a big win against Utah. Prior to that, they were scuffling for three straight games. They really were not competitive. Was this a turning point? And do we see that hungry Lakers team that beat Utah tonight against Indiana at Crypto.com Arena? We'll talk about that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's going on? Mason and Ireland show. Michael Thompson hanging out today. That means it's Michael Thompson's game. They are always really good. And today, Scott Kaplan is going to play Game of Games with us.
Oh, he is.
Sedano won yesterday's game.
Wow. All right.
Afternoon guys coming in and sweeping us.
All right.
Sedano went 7 for 7 in my little Rams quiz.
So you mentioned the Lakers. Michael, we expect to see Anthony Davis come back on this trip.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, all statistical evidence indicates that Anthony Davis at the five is the Lakers' most effective lineup.
Who's been telling you that all year?
You. But here's my question.
Wait a minute. Who's been saying that for 5 years? Oh, everybody.
All right. But here's my question to both you guys. If Dwight Howard is out there, it seems to me that we're better defensively.
Well, no, because AD's just as good defensively.
But what I'm saying, why not double up? Why not put Dwight?
Well, here's the thing. For all the talk about LeBron at the five, actually, LeBron at the five was defensively
correct.
Not good. So that's but I do think if you look at historically, all of the most successful lineups for the Lakers in the last couple of years have had, in terms of analytics and the performance, have had Anthony Davis at the five. Now, there are certain there are people in the front office who believe that there should be a center on the floor along with Anthony Davis at the four. I don't know that in that push-pull, who wins?
Michael, here's my question. Those guys have only played, Russ, AD, and LeBron have only played 15 games together. In 9 of those 15 games, DeAndre Jordan was the center. If Dwight Howard slides into that spot, don't the Lakers automatically become better defensively?
With Dwight in the middle?
Dwight at the 5, AD at the 4.
Well, it's kind of tough because the league is so small now, Ireland, as we know. When teams go small, then what do you do with Dwight? I guess you could take Dwight out, but even if you start that way, if you're starting like tonight against Indiana with just one big guy and then a bunch of wing guys with no Miles Turner out there, then
tonight
the Lakers
you could
are too
go
slow.
Small.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Sabonis isn't really a – well, Sabonis could hurt small LeBron inside because he's a big guy, knows how to score like his old man did. But tonight, Dwight against Sabonis should be fine. And when AD comes back, then Dwight could be that defensive guy off the bench for the Lakers.
Right. I'm become a Dwight Howard fan because I think he's aggressive defensively. He gives him a shot blocker and he rebounds. And I don't know, Michael, I just want to see what I saw on Monday. They seem to, and I know we've said this a million times, but they seem to find something energy-wise.
Yeah, they found desire, passion, pride.
Right.
I mean, they found that stuff. I mean, after that Saturday game, you saw the Magic Johnson tweet, and you saw LeBron basically, well, he did. He apologized to Lakers Nation. I mean, that was not a good effort.
And remember,
what they found was they found energy. They found energy. They were sleepwalking in that game on Saturday, and that's inexcusable.
And remember, they started Dwight against Jokic. Didn't really make a difference.
I don't know if anything
Nothing
would have
made
a
difference that night.
Yeah.
That was the classic mailing it in. Mm-hmm. They really just mailed that in. And that's not acceptable. I mean, if you're a Lakers, the Lakers fans were furious about that. If you go to Lakers Twitter, oh my God. I mean, there, and a lot of talk about, and I said this, I actually had a tweet before that Utah game. I said, if the Lakers were to get blown out again tonight, and that was a big if. If they had been blown out Monday night, I think that would have been the end of Frank Vogel. I think that would have been it. I don't think he could have survived that. But the fact that they bounced back, and a lot of people said, yeah, but how can you blame Frank? He's playing the cards he's been dealt, and they're not very good cards. The roster just is the roster construction is completely flawed. It is an older team. It's interesting that the younger guys, Stanley Johnson and Austin Reeves, played such a big role in that game on Monday night.
You disagree with that sentiment?
Which sentiment?
That it's not Frank's fault? I don't think it's necessarily his fault.
No, I at some point, guys stopped listening. Saturday night, it seemed like guys stopped listening. It was clear that Monday night, people started listening again. And they probably listened to Frank. They probably listened to LeBron. They probably listened to the veterans on the team. And they said, oh, yeah, we got to play hard, man. We got to bring it every night, every single night. But in the end, you know, this is a really flawed roster, and if you were to ask Laker fans who's more at fault here, there is more fault in the roster construction than there is in Frank Vogel. And by the way, here's what Danny Green said on the Inside the Green Room podcast. This just came out. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this, and Danny makes a great point there, a lot of this is front office. A lot of this is the way the team is built, the way the team is constructed.
But also a lot of responsibility on the players, too. The players got to want to play defense and want to be a better defense and be more engaged.
Michael, isn't there such a thing as being good at defense and just not being a defensive-minded player?
You know, even Magic and Bird weren't, like, defensive-minded players, but they learned how to play good team defense because they drilled at it and they were willing to try it. They weren't great individual defenders, but in a team concept, they were very good, very talented, good anticipation, getting deflections, getting steals. So you can learn to be a decent team defender, even if you're not going to be a Michael Cooper one-on-one stopper. By the way, you guys hear about Danny Green and his ring situation?
No.
No.
They won the championship in 2019, right?
2020. Yep.
2020, yeah.
Was it a 19? Yeah, okay. You know, he has
October of 2020.
He has not received his championship ring from the Raptors yet.
The Raptor ring was in 2019. The Laker ring was in 2020.
Yeah, 2019. He was supposed to get his championship ring when they went to Toronto this season, but he was in COVID protocols, so he couldn't get there to get it in person. He insists that he wants it presented in front of the fans in Toronto, and because he missed his one trip to Toronto, his last trip there, so he'll have to wait until next year to get his ring in person. How about that? Almost 3 years later.
3 years later?
If he doesn't tell them to mail it to him or FedEx to him.
They don't have FedEx
in
Toronto?
But he wants to get the ring in front of the fans. And that's why he's been putting it off. But he missed the opportunity to do it this year because of COVID protocols when their last trip to Toronto.
Isn't that
amazing? So he's got to wait.
That's a long wait.
That's a long wait. If I said, I'd just say, look, man, just FedEx it to me. Jeez.
All right. coming up next for you. Is the thing that John wanted to talk about. He sends an email every day, and it's the thing he wanted to talk about more than any other thing. So, John, do you want to give a sneak preview of that?
I want to surprise everyone with it.
Excellent. That's coming up next for you. Then we got Game of Games, Jason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So we got Game of Games coming up for you, and we've started a new tradition here on the show. Somebody from the afternoon show is going to compete on Game of Games every day. Yesterday, Sedano came on and cleaned our clocks. Today, it's Kaplan. I've got money again. I think one of us win. I can't imagine Kaplan wins this game.
We'll see. If he takes it seriously, Michael's got the game, so I don't know how hard or how easy it'll be.
Today.
Okay. Well, that's our specialty.
That's right.
So let me get to this first.
Yes.
I certainly don't want to make light of the COVID situation. For people who don't know, I had COVID, had to go through a 10-day quarantine. Michael had COVID. He had to go through a 10-day quarantine, most of it in Minnesota in a hotel room.
Yeah, half of it.
Yeah, we both have been through it. So I certainly want to respect the seriousness of it and how contagious the variant is, because Michael and I both picked it up. But I thought it was interesting what Mick Cronin, the UCLA coach, said yesterday. UCLA is good this year in basketball. They're 11-2, 3-1 in the Pac-12. They're ranked in the top five. And Cronin was asked, what do you think it's going to be like to play in front of fans? This week they play at Utah and at Colorado. And here's what he said, quote, I think it's hugely demoralizing to our guys to play games in empty arenas when there's 80,000 people at the Ram game on Monday. So I hope our guys are energized. I know they will be when we run out in front of other people and get to play a game in front of fans, end quote.
So have they banned fans from Pac-12 games?
From Pauley and from the Galen Center. USC and UCLA are playing in front of no fans.
Whose decision is that?
I think it's the schools.
Yes, the schools, because it's obviously not a state mandate, because pro teams have fans.
Pro teams have
fans.
And
it's not Pac-12.
Lakers have fans.
Mace, it's not Pac-12 because they're going to Utah and Colorado and playing in front of fans, you know, these next couple of games.
So this has to be UCLA and USC deciding not to allow fans. Yes.
Correct. Yeah. Is it fair to say, hey, UCLA, USC, look around. There's 18,000 fans at Staples Center for the Lakers and Clippers. There's 80,000 fans at SoFi for the Rams. Let your kids play in front of fans. Or, because they're college kids, and keep in mind, things like COVID tend to spread faster on a college campus because a lot of them don't wear masks and they party and they hook up and whatever. Are they playing it smart by not allowing fans? Michael, what do you think?
No, they should let the fans in. Let people live. Take precautions while you can. Get your vaccine. I would suggest to wear your masks, but let people in and continue life as normal as possible.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, masks have proved to be really effective. I mean, not foolproof, but generally really effective. So I don't understand why they wouldn't allow fans when other schools have that advantage when they go to play there.
Right, and here's the other thing. Mason, you make the choice to go to the Ram games.
That is correct.
It's anybody's choice. Because you open it up to fans doesn't necessarily mean that all the season ticket – Michael, you and I know a handful of season ticket holders who we look forward to seeing every year that haven't been to any Laker games. They're making the choice to stay home to play it safe.
Right.
That's still an option. Mm-hmm. But I almost think it's an overreaction to say nobody gets in. You guys are going to play in it. Like, Michael, we're going to do a game
in Toronto
in March where they could change, but for now, all these games in Toronto have zero fans.
Yeah.
You and I will be sitting there courtside doing the game.
Yep.
Well, I understand that. Government sovereignty, right? Canada is allowed to make that decision for Canada.
Instead of old Canada, it'll be no Canada in the seats.
Right, but Mace, my point would be Michael and I are going to have been in a – we're vaccinated and we've already had COVID, so we're pretty immune. But
yeah,
everybody doesn't fit that description, and we're going to be sitting courtside in Canada, yet they won't let any fans in.
Yeah, well, I think every – let's go down this rabbit hole a little bit. I think every government's got the right, I believe in national sovereignty. Every country's got the right to decide
but
what's right
for that country. My argument would be you're letting teams from the United States come in to play, right?
But
right.
With no fans, without the chance
of spread
to fans.
So maybe you're limiting the amount of spread, but you could spread it to your players. I mean, it just seems to me that we've got to find a way to live with this thing.
Yeah, the Pac-12 should let fans there. Come on.
Yeah, well USC
the Pac-12.
And UCLA.
Well, who is it? Oh, you mean just the UCLA and USC? Yeah.
Because Utah and Colorado are going to let fans in on this trip.
Yeah, you got to let these kids you got to live, man. You got to just exercise caution, but we got to get on with life.
UCLA, USC, and Stanford have all only permitted family members in recent weeks. Both venues, Utah and Colorado, where UCLA is going to play this week, have no limitations on attendance. So they're not even doing partial crowds. They're letting everybody in.
Good.
UCLA averaged 165 fans for games at Pauley Pavilion last week.
Yeah, that's got to be horrible for the players.
And less than 10 miles away, 70,600 were at SoFi.
I know. As a player, that's got to be demoralizing, depressing not to look up and not have any fans.
Well, I mean, you experienced that, right? You experienced that for a year in the bubble not allowing fans in and what that was like. I mean, I think we're at a point where, we're at a point where you wear your mask and you do the best you can.
Yeah.
And by the way, to make this point, so – UCLA and USC only allowed family members in, had less than 200 people at their games. On Monday night, Mace, you were there, 70,600 at SoFi.
Yep.
Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and Ducks have also all played home games without fan limitations. And this whole time, USC and UCLA aren't letting the fans in.
Just got a tweet from Brendan Craig. Stanford also not allowing fans, but Loyola Marymount is allowing fans.
Right. So there's no consistency to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems weird.
It does. It's all very. I hope that we can all look back at this and say it's over.
Yeah, someday. One of these days.
One of these days.
So, do you guys know about team nicknames in pro sports?
Oh God,
Is that what the game's about?
So we guys should be able to get them.
Let's see how we do.
All right.
This is my specialty. By the way, Kaplan should be good at this.
Oh, yeah, he should be. All you guys should be good. You're all sports
geeks. We'll play Michael Thompson's game coming up next for you for Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. score for the month of January is Mason 5, Ireland 4, Bergman 1, Sedano 1, and Michael Thompson 1. And we welcome to the show right now the cap from Sedano and Cap, Scott Kaplan. What are you doing, man?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Gentlemen.
So have you ever played Game of Games?
So not only have I played Game of Games, but I am 1-for-1 in Game of Games.
Didn't realize
really?
That.
Don't you guys remember we did that remote when you were allowed to go out and do remotes?
Oh, that's right. Back in the day.
Yeah, we went to, was it Bastard's Saloon?
Bastard's Canteen in, Downey. Where were we?
That's when they tried to put a racing stripe in Mason's eyebrow before he lost it.
That's right. Where was Bastard's Canteen again? I'm trying to, in Downey. So you won Downey. That day, huh?
I did indeed.
Wow. All right,
in dominating
here.
Fashion, by the way.
Well, today's your chance to go, as Jerry Jones says, peak on peak.
All right, let's do it.
Michael Thompson's game. Michael's games are always good. Michael, what do we got today?
The Game of Games is about sports teams' nicknames. Y'all know sports, so it seems, so y'all should know the nicknames of all the teams. In this game, even Greg and Jorge may contribute, because often in my games, they are mute. But today, sitting in for Jorge is Cap. We'll find out if he knows stuff or he don't know crap. So nicknames, y'all should know all of these. And if you do, buzz in with your name, please. I'll probably have to give you guys hints as we go along. If someone stalls on their answer, buzz in and finish or steal the answer.
Okay.
Name the 6 NFL teams named after things that can fly.
Ireland.
Oh.
Falcons.
Yes.
Seahawks.
Yes.
The Ravens.
Yes.
Let me think.
3, 2, 1.
Eagles.
Oh,
how many do I have?
Two left.
Four.
Two left. You need two more.
He's stalling.
Cardinals.
One more.
He's stalling.
3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
It's stalled out. Mason.
Okay,
so.
3, 2.
Wait a minute. All the ones he said.
I'll review. Cardinals, Eagles, Falcons, Ravens, Seahawks. One more. Things that can fly.
The flying Jaguars.
No.
Greg. Things that fly. Jets.
Yes.
Jets.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I must not be on the air. I keep saying my name. Nobody's calling on me.
I never heard your name once.
We never heard it.
Did not hear it one time.
It. Nope.
Wow. Did you mute yourself by accident? Come on, Cap.
Kaplan.
Because now we can hear you. Now we can hear you.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, Kaplan. Be ready.
All right.
Name the NFL team named after a mammal.
Mason. That is a. Bengal.
No.
Ireland.
Kaplan.
Ireland.
Greg.
Dolphin.
Yes.
Again, I was...
Wait a minute. A Bengal is a mammal, Michael.
Oh, please.
No, a dolphin's a mammal.
A Bengal tiger is a mammal.
That's an animal.
It's a mammal.
It's a mammal. It is.
But a dolphin
it
is known
a
as
a mammal.
A bear
a jaguar
is
also a mammal.
A dolphin's known as a mammal.
There are lots of mammals.
Name the pro teams named after criminals.
Mason.
Greg.
The Raiders and the Buccaneers.
And one more.
Greg.
Kaplan.
Greg. Vikings.
No.
Kaplan. The Steelers.
No.
They steal.
That's true.
Right.
Your questions are not foolproof here.
Name a pro team. Name as one more pro team. It doesn't have
Vikings
to be in the NFL.
Aren't...
Doesn't have to be in the NFL.
Oh, Greg.
Greg.
Pirates.
There you go.
Oh. Wait, Greg, you can't guess twice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so right now it's Bergman 1, Ireland 1. Here
name
we go.
The pro teams named after something we describe as big.
Mason. The Giants?
Yes.
The Giants?
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
The
Big. 3.
Elephants.
Anybody? 3.
Rhinos.
2.
Kaplan. The Mammoths.
No. 3, 2, 1. Anybody?
No.
Titans.
That's a good one.
Name the NFL teams named after big cats.
Mason. Jaguars?
Yes.
Bengals.
Yes.
Lions.
And
the...
3, 2...
Ireland.
Ireland.
Panthers.
Yes.
Ireland.
Name the pro teams named after religious symbols.
Mason. The Saints.
Yes.
The Padres.
And...
The Friars.
No.
The Friars are the same thing.
3.
Is there another
two,
one?
There's another one.
Anybody pro teams? Doesn't have to be anybody, any pro team.
No,
Angels.
Nobody. England.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, right now it's Ireland 2, Bergman 1.
Name the four pro teams named after Bears.
Mason. The Bears.
Yes.
The Grizzlies.
Yes.
The
three.
Ireland.
God, I always
Ireland.
Get the first couple and then.
Ireland.
The Bruins.
Yes.
And there's another one.
Three, two,
Bears.
One. And Cubs.
Ah!
Oh, Cubs! Wow. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
These are tough games, Michael.
Name
these
the
are
two.
Very hard.
Name the two teams that are associated to mountains.
Mason.
Kaplan.
Mason. The Rockies.
Yes.
And the Adirondacks.
No.
Kaplan. The Sierra Nevadas?
Nope. Anybody? Three.
They're pro teams.
Pro teams, same town. Three.
Oh,
two.
Ireland.
Nuggets.
No. Three. Two.
Taylor.
Avalanche.
Oh, Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Did you have
is
that, Taylor?
Mountain?
What do you think happens
Taylor
on mountains?
Trying to jump in.
Day late, dollar short.
Yeah. Right. Name the team named after Americans.
Mason. The Patriots.
No.
Greg.
What?
Nationals.
No.
Wait a minute. Patriots are Americans?
And so are Nationals.
So French people can be, Mexicans can be Patriots. Anybody can be a Patriot.
Your questions are so bad
today. National.
Ireland. Yankees?
Yes.
Oh, how are the Patriots not Americans?
Do Americans have a monopoly on patriotism?
Yeah, I was going to say, Mace, you can be a patriot
from any country.
Right, but you said patriots are not even Americans.
No, I said
they
could be from any country a patriot. They ought to be Americans.
How are you?
What about a national?
American?
Are we not? These are
how can a national?
Wait a minute. Well, you could be you could be a French national.
Yes.
You can be a German national.
The point is, a patriot was a person, an American.
The Yankees are a nickname for Americans. Jeez, get a freaking clue.
Oh, you're, and right, and I forgot. Jaguars aren't mammals. That's the other lesson we've learned today, kids.
Name the teams that are named after astronomical objects.
Huh? Mason.
Kaplan.
The North Stars.
Oh, good.
They don't exist.
No.
Oh, they don't?
Nope.
Minnesota North Stars don't exist anymore?
Nope.
No.
Name the two teams named after
astronauts. Kaplan weighed in.
Kaplan?
The Comets?
Nope.
Oh, Greg.
Greg.
The Rockets?
Nope. That's not a what? Astronomical. That's a
yeah, madness. Sure it is. It goes into space. Your questions are so bad.
No, wait. He said astronomical. He didn't say
it
aeronautical.
It is astronomical.
No, it's not.
He didn't say astronautical.
God. I'll give it to you. Sun.
The stars.
And
the stars.
Suns and stars,
jeez, you guys are dumb.
Yeah, from the guy who says a jaguar is not a mammal.
Name the
By
team.
The way, Patriots are mammals, too.
And Patriots are Americans.
hey, we got Patriots in the Bahamas. Are they American?
Yeah, you guys. Michael's right about that.
It's a mammal.
Some of them are.
Name the team after law enforcement.
Mason. The, I don't know.
Three.
Kaplan.
The
Texans.
No. Three. You're in the right area. Three.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Cowboys?
No.
Taylor.
Law and fourth. Taylor?
Taylor.
Rangers.
Texans, Rangers.
Oh, Tall Taylor gets it.
All right, Ireland 3, Taylor 1, Bergman 1.
All right, here's the easy one. What was the Ravens' previous nickname?
Ireland. Mason,
Ireland.
They were the Colts.
Mason.
No.
Greg.
Kaplan.
Kaplan.
Is it? Wait a minute. I keep shouting my name. Are you just
Kaplan.
Not
listening?
No, oh, Kaplan beat you.
Yes.
My Cap's ass. On the board.
my
name the three pro teams named after clothing.
Mason. Red Sox,
yes.
White Sox,
and
Yellow Jackets.
Three, two.
Kaplan. 49ers.
Three, two, one. Anybody? No. Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers.
Oh,
no. We would not have gotten that in a million
49ers
years.
49ers play in Levi's Stadium. Doesn't that count?
You could have put the NBA standings in front of me. I still wouldn't have thought Knickerbockers.
What do you think a Nick is? Name That's the true. Team. After something a cowboy wears.
Mason. The lasso. Three.
Ireland.
Spurs.
Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
This is the worst.
Name the pro teams named after music.
Mason.
Greg.
Mason.
What? The, I don't know.
Three.
Taylor.
Greg.
Greg.
Jazz.
Jazz.
And blues, yes.
Tall Taylor.
Wait, how,
two.
How did I not get in there?
All right, so Taylor has two, I have four, Greg and Cap have one.
Name the team after people who had to deal with traffic.
Greg.
Greg.
Dodgers.
Yes.
Very good. Bergman.
They used to be the Trolley Dodgers.
Name the teams named after boats or ships.
Ireland.
Right. Ireland.
Lakers.
What? And three, two, one. And
Taylor.
Taylor.
Clippers.
Yes.
Tall Taylor is tied it up.
No, he's got. I've got four. He's got three.
Check my delay, Taylor. Check my delay.
This please, shut up.
Oh, shut up, Greg.
Where does the team VGK play?
Greg.
Taylor.
Greg. Vegas.
Yes. Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, great.
So I've got Tall Taylor 3, Bergman 3, Ireland 4.
What team is named after a car part?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Pistons.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, that gives him 5.
What pro teams are named after royalty?
Ireland.
Mason.
Taylor.
Greg.
Who'd you pick, Michael?
Ireland.
All right. Kings.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Kaplan.
Kaplan.
Queens?
Nope. 3, 2.
Greg.
Greg.
The other Kings?
Nope. 3, 2.
Mason?
Mason.
The Dukes.
Oh, Michael, nope. It's the Monarchs.
The Royals.
Oh, the Royals.
The Royals. Okay.
The Monarchs.
What teams?
Is there a WNBA team named the Monarchs?
No, what teams are named after our neighboring country's citizens to the north?
Taylor.
Ireland.
Taylor.
Canadians.
And?
Yeah. 3, 2. Taylor.
Kaplan.
What? Canucks. Nope, Kaplan.
Maple Leafs.
Nope.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Canucks.
What?
Canucks.
Darn.
If it's not New York and you are at a Jets game, what city are you in?
Ireland.
Mason.
It is the Meadowlands.
No.
Kaplan.
Kaplan.
Winnipeg.
Yes.
Very good, Cap.
What team got its nickname from a building or construction material?
Mason.
Mason.
The Steelers.
Yes.
Mason. Mason has one. He's on the board.
On the board.
He's on the board.
All right, Michael, do 3 more.
Name the teams named after horses.
Ireland.
Great. Ireland.
The Broncos.
And?
Colts.
Yes.
Woo.
That's 7. All right.
Ireland,
the
commanding 7.
What does the nickname Phillies come from? What
Kaplan.
Is a Philly? Kaplan.
People from Philadelphia?
That's Taylor. Right.
No, Kaplan.
It is right?
Nope. That's not right.
Mason.
Mason.
Greg.
The cheesesteak sandwich.
Nope.
Taylor.
No.
Taylor.
Greg.
A horse.
Nope.
Good
Greg.
Guess.
Greg.
The crazy fans.
It is just the abbreviated name for Philadelphia that was used in the 1880s for the franchise.
My God. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that, too.
I think that's what I said.
I was going to say that.
Just about sure that's what I said.
One more. All right. Let's say who can get the number on the head.
Okay.
In the four main pro leagues, California has the most teams with 9. Which state is second with 18?
Kaplan.
Taylor.
Taylor.
Florida.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
Texas
Look
has.
Look at the big brain on Taylor.
Tall right. Taylor.
Look
All right,
at the big
so
brain
final,
on Brad.
Final results, Ireland 7, Taylor 4, Greg 3, Cap 2.
Wow. So you know what comes
Mason
from that?
Won.
And Mason 1.
Yeah. And Mason may have should have deserved 2 because Bengal is a mammal.
A Bengal is absolutely a mammal.
Mace, you know what I really like, though, is that I know that you and I employed the same strategy here in this game. As
Buzz
soon as
early,
the question was asked,
you don't know the answer.
Right, just say your name so you have control of the board.
Yeah, I think Mason had first crack, like, every time.
Yeah, he did.
And kids, if you're listening at home, a Bengal is a mammal,
no,
and so
not.
Is
well,
a jaguar.
A dolphin's considered a mammal.
Oh, my God, Michael.
By the way, if you were on Jeopardy, you'd have to pay to get off the show. You'd be so down.
Mace. They'd make you actually pay to leave?
Yeah,
oh, I'd
like,
have to pay
like
to get
negative
out of the building.
-10,000.
Mayim Bialik would say, give me some money and you can leave.
That's right.
You know that tonight the Lakers' win streak runs to 2. Cap, are you ready
true.
To talk about the greatness of the Lakers on Sedano and Cap?
I am, but I would just ask one thing. Michael, could you stick around and do Game of Games for us? That was so much fun. I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, it was such a good game, Michael. You really outdid yourself.
Just because
it
you guys
fantastic.
Are dumb, you're blaming me?
No, I like that game, Mike. That was a good game.
Well written,
didn't
well
even know,
thought out.
You didn't even know Jets flew.
It's true. I missed that.
Okay. Michael, thank you very much. Have a great game tonight. John, have a great game tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you
Sedano
guys after
Cap,
the Grammy trip.
Sedano and Cap is going to be fantastic. Have a great Grammy trip. Tomorrow, Momo's in for John here on Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.